Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Only a few weeks ago, when the field of Democratic presidential candidates was still crowded, the conventional wisdom said Ohio's March 17th Democratic presidential primary wouldn't matter much in deciding who the eventual nominee would be. But that may no longer be the case. Joining me, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson, to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the race has changed. What's happened and what does it mean for Ohio?
An awful lot's happened this week, obviously, with South Carolina going for Joe Biden. And he won nine states in the Super Tuesday primary. But look at the situation now and say that it's entirely flip-flopped since a week ago when Bernie Sanders appeared to be the front runner. He's not now. I don't think there's any question that Joe Biden is now the front runner candidate.
So who has the advantage in Ohio? Is it going to be Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden?
Well, Bernie Sanders obviously has run in Ohio before in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. He didn't win, but he has a lot of strong support. I think Biden is probably better situated to win Ohio because of the kind of candidate he is, more centrist, more moderate, more establishment-type candidate. The typical Ohio Democrat is probably looking more towards that kind of candidate rather than someone who has some pretty, radical ideas.
So you think he's sort of aiming more towards blue collar workers?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what won the state of Ohio in 2016 for Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton. People like Joe Biden, people like Bill Clinton, even Barack Obama were able to appeal to those voters. They're all over the eastern part of the state, from the Mahoning Valley all the way down to southeast Ohio, areas that have had economic disadvantages for decades, and it keeps getting worse. And they look at the last 3 years of Donald Trump, who made a lot of promises, and they don't see a lot of those promises being fulfilled. And somebody like Biden, I think, might be able to take advantage of him because he will go there.
What about places like Northeast Ohio, the Mahoning Valley?
That's a very good example because, they lost the Lordstown plan, although it's being repurposed now, or, we don't know how that's going to work out. But the steel mills are gone, and they're not going to come back. It's clear. And people are kind of desperate. They want, they want jobs. They want some security for their families. They want to know that the president is looking out for their interests. 4 years ago, they looked at Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton was not there. She spent all of her time in the three C's, the Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland, and thought, if you rack up enough Democratic votes in those three places, you're going to win. Well, that's not the way it works anymore. And a Joe Biden type will go into those communities and campaign as she did not.
If it ends up being a contest between Biden and Trump in November, who do you think has the advantage?
In the state of Ohio, I think it's probably, it could be very, very close. Donald Trump won by 8 percentage points in 2016 in Ohio. Ohio tends to have older voters, tends to have some less educated voters, and a lot of those people went with Trump. They need to win those people back if the Democrats have any chance of winning the White House. I think it's possible that Joe Biden could win Ohio, but it's going to be a tough, tough fight. And Bernie Sanders actually did better than, say, Michigan than he did in Ohio.
March 17th, of course, is the Ohio primary, and it's not just about the presidential race. There are a number of local races on the ballot. You're going to be writing about one we'll find on the web tomorrow?
Yes, about the Democratic primary for Hamilton County Sheriff, which is really very unusual because the party has endorsed the challenger and not the incumbent.
So look for that on WVXU.org tomorrow. Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You'll hear him each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org. He also sends his weekly Counterpoints email to keep you up to date on the election. You can sign up for it at WVXU.org.